Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's people that train to compete, there's people that train to win, and then there's people that train to dominate, to exactly. be the greatest of all time. There's a different mindset. There's a never satisfied, always improving mindset that the great champions have.
I'm 33 and I've dedicated my whole life to this. I had no youth life. I had no teenage life. I had no young adult life, because guess what? While all my friends and people who I knew were out drinking and partying and enjoying life, what was I doing running fucking 10 miles down the road in the fucking rain? And then people say to me, you know what, you're lucky. I'm lucky because I fucking worked all the hours that God gave me. I'm lucky because I pushed it further than everybody else would dare to do. I'm lucky because I fucking trained so hard that I can't be beaten.
A real man in the dark, when nobody's watching, he putting in work.
If you will be a champion, if you will be a beast, you're going to have to go through something.
I hated every day of training. But if it meant spending the rest of my life as champion, then I'd do it all over again. Until you reach this level of pure pain that nobody else can ease, you'll never know what being a champion feels like.
Yeah.
If you want to be great, you want to be baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you're going to be misunderstood by everybody, because you're going to be so fucking obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes. Right. It takes every second of your fucking life. Anybody says balance? Yeah, balance is important for a lot of people. It is. But if you want to fucking go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, question everything you fucking do, you've arrived.
Everybody's great when they're not tired. The champions is when they're tired, that's when the real champions come out. That's when that real dog come out. Because if you go piss like a puppy, stay on the porch and let the big dogs eat. Let them on the fucking field. Have some heart.
Never get tired. Never complain. Don't say nothing. You keep working. Champion don't cry. Champions just work.
People look at champions and try and find something that that champion has that they don't have. And he's like, but it's not that at all. He's like, they lack something everyone else has, which is an off button. They just don't stop.
How can you beat someone?
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Who cannot fucking quit. How can you beat someone who every time they go through a hard time, they get better and they get stronger instead of getting weaker and getting demoralized? How can you beat someone who looks back on all the tests that they've had and said, yeah, that wasn't shit, dude. Bring it the fuck on.
To be successful at anything, the truth is you don't have to be special. You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent, determined, and willing to work for it. No shortcuts. Body that work ethic, integrity, purpose, determination, and discipline that it takes to be a champion in life.
Champion mentality. I am not bound to succeed, but I am bound to live up to the light that I have. Abraham Lincoln.
That's why when you think about the mentality of greatness, they had no breaks. You can be popular, but to be great, Monday on top of Tuesday, Tuesday on top of Wednesday, Wednesday on top of Thursday, Thursday on top of Friday, Friday on top of Saturday, Sunday. And start over. Mm-hmm. And start over. True greatness is always evolving. It never stays the same.
We're not on the stage just because of talent or ability. We're up here because of 4 a.m. We're up here because of 2-a-days or 5-a-days. We're up here because we had a dream and let nothing stand in our way. If anything tried to bring us down, we used it to make us stronger.
Before, there were reasons to fight I could understand, but I don't understand this.
Why can't you change your thinking? Everybody else does.
Because I'm a fighter. That's the way I'm made, Adrian. We can't change what we are. We can't change anything, Adrian. All we can do is just go with what we are.
See, my top plays happen at practice when no one was looking. I practiced like I played, so when I played, it would be practice. The light ain't on you, but keep making plays. Nobody's talking about you, but keep making plays.
Right.
I know your sales numbers aren't where your friend is, but keep making plays. I know nobody's talking about you, and you're not on the leaderboard right now, but baby, keep making plays.
Path to being the best version of yourself should be lonely, and the loneliness you feel is nothing to be sad about. It is a benchmark and an indicator that you're probably on the right path. Everything in life has a true opportunity cost to it. Cutting people off, cutting things off, cutting habits off is uncomfortable, but every time I've done it, something incredible has filled that gap.
All the things he taught you that you kind of been acting like, it's time to become those. And I was like, time to become a man. Walk forward, peripheral vision. Get it. Own yourself. Walk forward with more courage and start becoming the man you want to be instead of acting like it and putting it off.
Be less impressed and more involved.
More involved.
When you said, I'm all in, were you really all in? Let me tell you what the cost of being all in is. Early mornings, late nights, being misunderstood, having very few friends, being your own cheerleader. Are you those things?
You have to become the kind of person that can push through the hard times. Most people can't do that. Most people cannot push through the challenging, the draining, the frustrating times that make everybody else quit. So you have to build yourself into someone who has the discipline, the fortitude, the grit, the perseverance to push through the hard times, to become someone who is literally f***ing incapable of quitting.
A champion isn't made when things are easy. Champions are forged through fire, through defeat, through the struggle of having to deal with the worst imaginable and not running away from it.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Standing up and taking it on. You don't have to always be jacked up and excited about it. Sometimes all you gotta do is outlast it.
You come all this way, have one bad day, and you're ready to back down? Is that what you want to do?
You love this game.
Because if you don't, let's not even bother.
This ain't a game, man. This is everything.
I love this game. I live this game. There's 1,000 other guys waiting in the wings who are obsessed with this game. Obsession is going to be talent every time. You got all the talent in the world, but are you obsessed?
Yes, I want this.
Then what are you willing to sacrifice?
Everything!
And show me.
Let's face it, it's you against you out there. When you walk on that court, you have to think, I am the best guy out there.
Let me be very clear. I'll never give up. Never.
Dedication. Hard work. Dedication. Hard work. I'm a one-man army. One-man army. The world can go against me. I'm still coming on top. I got God on my side. All I say to any fighter, he can take and say what they want to say. You put him in front of me, I'm going to beat him. You better believe that. I'm the king.
I will never quit. I will persevere and I will thrive on adversity. I will be physically harder and mentally stronger than anything that comes against me, my family, my business, my brothers, my sisters, my team. I will be the one, and I will work to maintain that position.
I failed. Why do we fall so? So that we can learn to pick ourselves up.
Still haven't given up on me.
Never.
The heart of a champion is a light switch that's always on. It doesn't go on and off when someone's watching. It's constant. It's how you look at something, if your name's attached to it, that you do it right, the best of your ability every single time. How you hold yourself in the small things of life, build the character winning blocks of the things that we're remembered for. and how you hold yourself, how you see yourself. What do you do when no one's watching? If you do it then, I guarantee you, you'll be doing it when everyone's watching. The difference between a winner and a loser, the failure's there every single time. It's just the winner gets back up and does it again, and does it again, until it goes his way.
You only have one life. You only have one chance. If you spend it doing what other people expect you to do, you will wake up to your regret at some point.
I have spent my whole life scared, frightened of things that could happen, finding myself awake at 3 a.m. But you know what? Ever since my diagnosis, I came to realize it's that fear that's the worst of it. That's the real enemy.
But the point is, you're still trying to aim for the top. And what the hell are you going to do if you don't try to aim for the top? You know, flap about uselessly and whine about your life? It's not helpful. It'll just make you miserable. You're not reliable to anyone. You can't help out in a crisis. It's like, so you tell young people, and this is another message for conservatives, like, I don't care what you're going to do, but go out there and make something of yourself, for God's sake. Be an honest person and work and get to the top of whatever it is that you want to get to the top of.
Get up, and you kick that bastard as hard as you can, right in the teeth.
Is that when it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life.
There's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely.
Change happens when the pain of staying the same becomes greater than the pain of making a change.
I think negative motivation is poo-pooed too much. Like, if you are angry, use it. If you are sad, use it. Because, like, what else are you going to do with it?
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Like, you might as well let it help you, or it uses you.
People want this to be cut and dry. They want this to be easy. They want it to be quick. They want it to be painless. There's nothing easy, quick, and painless about being fucking great at building anything in life, creating anything in life, becoming anything in life. You are going to suffer. It is going to be hard. It is going to take all of your energy. This is why it's so important to build yourself into someone who can execute regardless of what your mood is, regardless of what your circumstances is, or going through a tough time, or being in a bad mood, or being unmotivated. How can anyone beat that? Who can stop that? The only thing that can stop that is your own death or God.
Don't ask yourself, why me? Instead, ask yourself, now what am I going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Ask yourself that question, and then figure it out. Figure out what you're going to do. Say to yourself, I am going to detach. I am going to assess the situation. I am going to come up with a plan, and I am going to execute. And then start moving.
The people who are obsessed are the ones who change the world. At least change their world.
People think, oh, David Goggins just wakes the fuck up and he just gets the shit on. He gets the fuck out. No, I don't. I don't get up and get after it. I look at my shoes sometimes for hours, and I look at those fucking shoes, because why? My body's saying, go fuck yourself. So you have to be able to win the morning. A lot of people don't remember what the fuck they've accomplished in life.
Don't quit. Get after it. Discover who you are, who you could really be when you're up against it. Know that there is more in you. Be you. Do you. Because at the end of your life, the only person you get to look at and have a real talk with is you. And I want to be able to look in the mirror and say, as Frank Sinatra says, I did it my way.
Don't worry about next week, next year.
just focus on every 24 hours that you get, you know? And that's done a lot for me, you know, because I think so many of us are, you know, even if you, you know, the entrepreneur in us is always thinking about next week. If you dealing with a personal trauma, you trying to process it, you focus on that. Everything for me is just 24 hours.
The biggest risk to your future isn't your competition. It's the distractions you insist on keeping in your life rather than doing the things you know you should be doing but aren't. People delay doing things they don't like for longer than it takes to do them.
You stayed strong even when the odds were stacked against you. And let me tell you something. All my life, I was the underdog. They told me I wasn't good enough. They told me I was dreaming too big. They said a kid from the LBC couldn't make it. But guess what? I didn't let none of that stop me. I stayed true to myself. I stayed focused on the vision. And I turned them no's into yeses.
Real motherfuckers are obsessed with what they do. The people who win the biggest are fucking obsessed. You cannot argue that. I've met thousands and thousands and thousands of entrepreneurs, and the best ones, the ones that win at the highest level, they are fucking obsessed. It's a huge priority over everything else in their life, and people will sit here and hear, well, that's not healthy. Well, then fucking don't be a winner, man. You don't have to do it. I'm not saying you got to do it. I'm not saying it's for you. I'm saying what it actually takes.
The sleepless nights, the sacrifices, the prayers you whispered when nobody was watching. It's all about those moments when you could have folded, but you didn't. See, adversity is like the gym for your soul. It hurts, it's heavy, but it builds you up. Every time you wanted to quit, every time life tried to break you, you chose to stand tall. That's what makes you great.
I am weak, but I don't accept that. I don't accept that I am what I am and that is what I'm doomed to be. No, I don't accept that. I'm fighting. I'm always fighting. I'm struggling and I'm scrapping and I'm kicking and clawing at those weaknesses to change them, to stop them. Some days I win, some days I don't. But each and every day I get back up and I move forward.
A lot of times I'll be in a 200 mile run or something like that and I'm all jacked up. Body's broken, mind's broken, spirit's broken. I started to say, what if I can pull this off? When I first walked into the Navy SEAL recruiter's office, he looked at me and said, there's only been 35 African Americans in 70 years make it through. You know what I said to myself? What if I can be the 36th?
Take the opportunity. It doesn't say receive the opportunity.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Right, right. It doesn't say have the opportunity granted to you. It doesn't say get lucky with the opportunity. It says take the opportunity. You know what that means? That means you have to seize it. That means you have to take it. No one's going to give it to you. No one's going to come and say, here, I got this path. True high achievers, they look for the lane and then they take the opportunity by taking initiative.
You know, people need to have purpose to get up. They need purpose to perform. You need to get to a point in your life where there's nothing on the docket. There is no 5K. There's no I'm going to get into school to be this or that and still perform to the highest level. Because what people don't get is one day that thing's going to come up. And if you're not constantly performing without purpose, you're not going to be ready when the time comes.
And a lot of people don't like to do that because they do this. Well, what if I do all this shit and they don't recognize me? I'm not going to put in all this work and, you know, fucking have them not pay me for my blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something, bro. That's loser talk. Because here's the reality. If you took the opportunity, you learned the skills, you learned how to solve the problems, and you were actually valuable, and your fucking place of business doesn't recognize it, you just learned a whole new set of skills that you could take elsewhere and make more money.
It's this magical thing, purpose, that we're all looking for. But what's funny about it all is that we need these things to perform. But we don't take a second to realize the purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us, because the very purpose is you. You are always the purpose. There may be another purpose, like being a SEAL or going to college or whatever, but the main purpose in life is you.
Lion is the king of the jungle. How can he be the king of the jungle? If he's not the biggest, the elephant is probably one of the biggest. He can't be the fastest, because that's a cheetah. He can't be the smartest. So he's not the biggest, the fastest, or the smartest. So how does the lion become the king of the jungle? His mentality. That's the only difference of a lion and an elephant.
It's up to the individual to allow the dreariness to set inside. Do we worry about external factors, or do we worry about what's inside of ourselves? Those two different things are the two measures of confidence, positive and negative confidence. And negative confidence is an egocentric person. Bases all their performance trying to achieve third parties' agreeability, their likeness, their thumbs up, because we value their opinion. Those kind of people allow this mood and the weather and everything that's set in to dictate their performance of the day.
Those I can't catch a break guys,
yeah.
Get them the fuck away from me. I can't be around those guys. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't buy it. Because everybody has bad breaks.
Yeah.
I've had a shit ton of bad breaks. But you know what I did? I stayed up.
Yeah.
And I thought through it. And I figured out what the fuck I did wrong. And then I went back. It's like I fucked up everything I've ever done 100 times. There's no other way to do it. And I've had a bunch of shitty breaks. Everybody has.
Like at a certain point, like eliminate the outcome. Stop being driven by rewards. Stop being driven by outcome. Stop being driven by if I get this, I'ma do this. Just work. And if you don't get what you thought you were going to get, show up and still go to work. Because along the process, what's more important, what you acquire or who you become? And a lot of people think what they acquire is the thing that makes them who they are. No, it's who you become in the process of chasing what you want to acquire.
I want people to understand is, okay, so if nature only gave you two things to motivate you, pleasure and pain, why would you eliminate half of them? And so most people think that life is about avoiding the pain. I'm here to tell you right now, in a very controlled fashion, it is about really experiencing the pain, learning from it. Pain plus reflection equals progress.
It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality. You don't get better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the fuck after it every daggone day. Stay hard.
Welcome to the pain zone. It's where we live.
This is where we hold them. This is where we fight.
And these shields, boys.
Get it. 19.
You know me, son.
Yeah. 20, you got some more in you. Son. Shit. 21. Yeah, get it again. Come on, we want to see it. Good. 22.
Who's going to carry the boats and the logs?
Kill the boy. And let the man be born.
It is so easy to beat people today. They are so soft. They have no work ethic. No one can stick with anything. Everyone's distracted. They're on social media. They're counting their f***ing notifications because they can't stick with
But you know, it's about in bodybuilding, you can't think about the money. You gotta think about the heart, the passion, the love, the commitment, and the energy you're willing to put into it. When you give it that much, the side effect is standing on stage and having the audience, having 5 or 10,000 people go, yes!
I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me.
It's 1 a.m. I'm going for my third workout. Do I want to go to the gym? Absolutely not. I'd rather lay in my house and sit in the movie theater and watch movies. But to be the best, you got to work overtime. To be the best, you got to work overtime.
So this is how you level up. That's how you level up.
I would train 25 more nights, 25 more years, one more night. Forget about the money.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America.
You know something? Money is a nice side effect to doing that. It's what every great sportman, every great athlete is able to entertain. The money doesn't come because they were looking at the money. They come because they're looking at the goal of achieving something nobody else did. To boldly go where no one else dared to. That is bodybuilding.
The Rocky cutscene lasts 2 minutes in the movie, but it can last 5 years in real life. And it's not, and there is no background music. You know what I mean? And there's no audience waiting to cheer for you. And you don't know that you're going to beat Apollo Creed. So you're in it for 5 years. And I think the hard part of entrepreneurship is the uncertainty that you don't know if it's going to work out. But taking to the other natural extreme, if you did know and you were guaranteed that it was going to work, it wouldn't be worth it.
If people can make up a mission statement, an ethos in which they want to live by, and every morning you wake up, you hold yourself accountable to that mission, not a company's, your own. Make up your own mission statement. What do you want to be? And once you do that, now you can work with somebody to get better. You can work with yourself to get better. But until you know what you want to stand for, you will always just be sitting down. You'll never stand for anything.
Failure has been achieved, thank God. Now, the only place to go from failure is to win. You have to achieve failure. You have to take it that far. Nobody wants to go that far. It's too scary. But you know something? I got news for you. That's where winning is. It always has been. Nothing's changed, except people train not as hard.
It's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say, you got to be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do. It's not about being a Navy SEAL, people. The best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off.
But the idea that I could still have it anyways and not deserve it if I only did the things that got it was like, it was kind of like in the weightlifting world that the iron is the iron. Whether you're black, you're white, you're a woman, 500 pounds is 500 pounds. And so like the actions that create success are kind of the same way, which is like the 100 phone calls or the 100 pounds on the bar, the work just needs doing. Anyone can do the thing and get the result no matter how they feel about themselves. And I think that's really freeing.
If you don't know what you're doing, aim at something. Is it the right thing? No, but it's better than just shooting randomly. So you aim at something, and then as you aim and you move towards it, you're going to find out why you're wrong. And then you might recalibrate your aim. And that's going to happen over and over, because as you move towards a goal, it recedes or it broadens, or it recedes and broadens. And otherwise you'd run out of things to do.
To the person who is still, you know, plugged in and waiting for someone to save them. Someone will save you, but it's you, future you, the better you, the person that you've been waiting to become.
We're going to be stronger and more capable also. Leg up to society, get the edge, own it, work for it, fight for it, caress it, give birth to it. With that comes whatever dream you want. It begins today, it continues tomorrow, and it never fucking dies.
Anything is possible, and that you could train for anything. There's nothing you can't do. You can't be the best in the world at something, but you can be a lot better than you are at anything you want to put the time into learning, whatever it is. You could do anything.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
If you can get a mental image of the person you would most like to become, begin now to act as that person would act in everything you do. Gradually, imperceptibly, you will actually become that person. It goes back to what the great German poet and philosopher Goethe once said. Before you can do something, you must first be something. Before you can do what you would most like to do, you must first become the person who can do it.
Good times, bad times, they pass equally the same rate. And time doesn't stop, but slow down so you can celebrate a little longer. Time also doesn't slow down so you feel a little more pain longer. They move unconditionally. You know, no prejudgment. time continues to move. And a year from now, it's going to happen like that. And who is your future self? 1 year from now, who is it?
The question is, what can you do with what you've got? What can you do? And I'd much rather, I love to hear people overshooting. But don't trap yourself in a box where you're like, well, I'll be happy if I can do this.
Right.
We can't go backwards. We can only go forward. We know that day's coming. What we do right now, we'll ensure it goes our way. We'll ensure that there is no regret. That's something you can't ever fucking fix. It's a debate inside your head that never stops. We can learn from past regrets. To ensure we don't re-regret them.
You have to pick a path of discipline. You have to follow some rules. So it's a meta rule. And the meta rule is you have to discipline yourself. And the issue is, well, how? That's not really the relevant question. You can pick a disciplinary path.
Consistency doesn't guarantee that you'll be successful. But not being consistent will guarantee that you won't reach success. Instead of spending time getting in the mood to work, just start working. Confront the work. People think they need perfect conditions to start, when in reality, starting is the perfect condition.
One day in the gym is basically imperceivable. 2 days in the gym, you don't recognize any change whatsoever. 100 days in the gym, and you're almost a new person.
Like in The Matrix, when Trinity opens the door when Neo's about to go take the red pill, and he wants to get out of the car, she says, Neo, you've been down that road, and you know exactly where it leads, and I know that's not where you want to be. And then he closes the door. Like, right now, this moment that you're going through is Trinity opening the door and being like, you could go back, but then you'd have to remember exactly what the reason was that you decided not to go out to begin with, just because you listen to this podcast and you consume this content, you're like, I can do more than this. Like, because...
So put in the daily effort. Let that be your reward. Reward yourself. Feel gratification from knowing that you moved the needle, even just a little bit. Rome wasn't built in a day. And whatever it is you want to do isn't going to happen in one day. You have work to do. And I know it's just a little bit. I know it's just a little tiny movement forward. But that work is what it takes. So go do it.
Organize your life. Like, get a routine. Get up every day at the same time. Go to bed at the same time. Establish disciplined habits.
Life isn't fair. We have to understand that. It shouldn't be fair. It's a trial ground. It's a testing ground. It's built to make us harder. It's built to make us as strong as we can, to test us, to drive us. So, mentality is the only thing that gets us through life.
And so, if you're a high-driven, ambitious individual, and you're looking around and you think everybody else is like living their free and easy life, that's because that's what they're showing you on the internet. But I can assure you that anybody who's built anything real, anybody who's built anything significant, all right, these people live in a constant state of frustration and aggravation because they're so driven and they go so hard that it actually wills the result into reality.
I'm gonna keep going.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Right. So I never have to get to that mind state of, all right, I got to get back going again. Mm-hmm. I got to readjust. I got to put it back on the wall again. No, I'm going to just keep going. I'm going to alter it certain days. I might adjust it certain days, might pivot certain days. But I'm going to try my best to stay consistent, because I believe when I'm consistent, I can build on consistency, not just in my life, but in several areas and aspects of my life that are tied to different people.
Start to see yourself mentally. You've been given the faculties to do that. Use your imagination. See yourself already in possession of the good you desire. It's on that frequency that good you desire is going to start coming toward you.
The eyes, Chico, they never lie. Me, I want what's coming to me.
Oh, well, what's coming to you, though?
The world, Chico, and everything in it.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino. America's social casino.